they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you stop coming up to me with your hands out, looking up to me like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me. But now that I got slow company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease. But you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of I told them all the little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think, I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What? Cause I'm in the lab with a pin in the pad trying to get this label off. I ain't having that. This is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that. So give me one more platinum plaque and rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in this habitat. But all you savage cats know that I'm with you, we'll cuddle in the cat.
Yes, do not say strapped with gats. People heard it, it would be too provocative, it'd be too much. Apple.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. It's like they forgot about Dre.
Request with Travis Mills.
I just got an iMessage from Alejandra in Colombia. She said, stop everything! I need Farruko and Nicky Jam on Beats 1 right now. Okay, I'm going to play that for you. But before I do, I just got to thank. I got to thank Zane Lowe for letting me play his world record. What up, Zane? Thank you, man. I want to thank Charlie Puth.
Allowing me to play this record? Wow.
I thank the internet for coming by. Super rad. Thank you, guys. Hanuman Welch from the News and Culture Desk. Beautiful as always, Hanuman. Coming up next, Ellie Goulding's taking over Beats 1 for the next hour. My name is Travis Mills, and this has been Requests.
Real shot, this is another one.
What? No. Show off radio. We're still in the classics. Samuel's in the mix. Call us up. Let me know what you want to hear. Let's go.
I want to hear the world record.
Plans. Where your ass at, dog? Niggas try to run off.
fire trucks and cop car. What do we got? People hanging around out front. Probably some kind of fire. Whoa! Why would you stop there? Furthermore, was your Escalade now taking up two lanes? Hopefully Capcom learns a lot from their fucking betas, and it's, you know, like a real beta. You know, they've got a lot to prove with this new netcode they're talking up, and all the matching stuff, and all that, so, I mean, I guess it being kind of broken here at launch, well, whatever, I mean, you know, fucking games that you buy are broken at launch. Like, expecting a fucking beta to be any smoother seems a little presumptuous. Seems rich to me, but hey. I haven't heard of anyone actually getting in a match. I couldn't even get connected at all before I left. Brad got connected and actually got into training, but it never matched him up with anyone, so he gave up on that. You know. Hopefully they'll fucking fix it and learn something and won't have to face this problem when launch day rolls around. What actual betas are for, right? So I guess what I'm saying is, don't get angry at the beta for being a beta. Get angry at people locking beta access behind paywalls and, you know, making you jump through hoops to get access. That's when they try to put their beta in a position where it has value as something more than just like, hey, we need to fucking fix the broken parts of this game before it comes out. Then you get people that are like, well, hey, man, I fucking pre-ordered your game to get this beta and your beta's fucked. That sucks. You're dicks. Like, that's... probably shouldn't be that harsh, but... I get it. I mean, the idea that people are, like, fucking, like, running streams right now of the title screen, like, that, to me, is the fucking crazy part. The people are like, oh, the beta launches at 6. That means I'm gonna get a stream going right at 6. And play the game. Like, no, nothing fucking launches in a working state anymore. Why would you? It's why we didn't run a stream tonight. Why we're like, oh, you know, maybe if it's going smoothly and is cool, then we'll fucking stream it tomorrow. But I guess in the fucking, if you're in the hot competitive world of hot streams, you gotta fucking have your stream up, ready to fucking rip. If you're not the first stream, you're fucking nothing. Fun. What a fun way to cover video games. Yuck. The game's out in what, like 9 months? When Brad first launched it, he actually got a title, a character select screen that had all six characters on it. And then got into training. Like, you couldn't select Cammy or Birdie, but they were both there. And then he got back out of the title screen, or got back out to character select, and the next time it launched, it only showed four. This is the nightclub level from Streets of Rage 2 is my favorite level in the game. This is the music from that. It's a cool dance floor level. Driver, you don't get to fucking pull out in front of me.